than a fresh squirt from Mr. McFadden.
That's right.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles. I'm going to bet that it's almost the same temperature in both Washington and Los Angeles. I'm going to bet in New York maybe it's, although it's colder
really?
Here. Yeah, it's really, what is the temperature there, Regine?
It's snowing, so at least 32.
32.
I think it's 30, 31, something like that.
All right. It was in the 30s in Los Angeles last night. Kenny, what's the temperature in San Diego?
35.
35.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah, but it's a dry 35.
It's a dry 35. I mean, come on now.
All right. Speaking of San Diego,
you can still see the beach.
Kenny, you can start off with the ex-mayor of San Diego and his sentencing yesterday. Bob Filner pled guilty in October to felony false imprisonment, two counts of misdemeanor battery. Basically, this was about women that he was in touch with, right?
Hmm? 19 women had come forward with complaints about his methods, shall we say.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, what is he going to be doing for the next few months?
For the next few months, he's going to be staying at home. He's got a nice little bracelet for his ankle.
Good for him.
He
just in time for
anywhere.
Christmas.
Right.
Enjoy.
I'll be
and
home for Christmas, yeah.
Then after that, I think that's for 3 months, and after that, 3 years of probation, and he's not allowed to seek office.
Really? Huh. Well, there you go.
Why is that?
Why would people be dumb enough to vote for him?
Oh, come on now. Look at all
Marion
the people
Barry.
That we voted for.
Richie
yeah.
always digs out the Marion Barry story.
Marion Barry's still our Ward 8 D.C. councilman.
Yep. All right. So he will... Now, what is the guy 71 like that, what does he have, what does he face for the future? We were talking earlier about the regrets of those who are dying, and thinking about, although 70 is pretty young, I mean, this guy's squandered whatever. This is the thing, at the end of your life, do you want to squander the value of your life by doing something
like
that?
Joe Paterno.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful life that guy had.
Yep.
And then the last year of his life was just
awful. It killed
horrible.
Him.
Horrible.
It
yeah, did kill
it
him.
Him. It did kill him.
Can
right.
you imagine that?
Does Jennifer, where did she go? She disappear?
You know what?
What's the matter with
I'm
her?
I'm going to have to put APB out on her. I right. see her. Yeah, she's.
Yeah. All right. And I haven't heard Roberta Boo either because I wanted them all to hear this story. This is a posting in the Detroit News from yesterday. Everybody ready for this? Focusing on the battle over health care, the White House is using a little-known provision in the bill, 1,200 and how many pages, which they didn't read.
Hello.
Nice you could join us, Roberta.
And it's just like a coffee house. They drop in and they drop out.
I think I had a little technical issue, sir.
Hello.
All right, anyway, so listen to this.
Roberta.
This is something in the Detroit News yesterday morning. The administration is using its authority under the Affordable Care Act to improve, this is the quote from the bill, quote, improve transportation routes to hospitals. They're opening gas stations that will give free gas to the disadvantaged.
You have got to be kidding.
I am not kidding.
Oh, I'm on this show.
Goodness.
I'm disadvantaged.
Isn't this one of those famous YouTube clips? Obama got me my free telephone
right.
and my free gas.
My Obama phone.
My Obama phone and my free gas. Isn't that the YouTube video?
This is aimed. There is a.
You are joking. You're punking.
No, I am not doing this. This is. You can look it up. Kenny will chase it down. Anybody, Richie loves to...
I'm 100% behind this.
What, behind doing this?
If you need medical attention and you cannot afford $3 or $4 of gas to get to the hospital, mm-hmm. and you're not dumb enough to call the ambulance, I think that you should get the free gas.
There are 70 of these planned, 70 of these stations planned around the nation to distribute 40 million gallons of free gasoline...
Sure.
...through these 70 new gas stations constructed...
Just in case of emergency?
Right. Now, how do you prove the first station was opened in Detroit on Monday? It's open.
If you're bleeding, no free gas. I'm sorry.
What a shock. Yeah, how do you prove that you're on your way to the hospital?
Oh, if you've got 10 digits.
If you're in Detroit, you probably need free
If you're going to Detroit, if you live in Detroit, you probably need a hospital.
This is a tough crowd we got here.
It's a tough crowd.
This is a tough crowd.
But, if you're missing a digit, then you get free gas. You know somebody's going to get crazy and, you know.
But think about it. This has never been, nothing like this has ever been done. Or is this like food stamps? I guess I'm trying to figure this out. Some of the developing in Venezuela and Indonesia and places like that, which we always get compared to, they have been for a number of years providing with taxpayer assistance gasoline to those who can't otherwise get around.
Well, Venezuela is because it's the state-owned oil company.
Right. Okay. So,
is anybody else just upset? Don't you just want to keep your money? I mean, I'm not trying to be selfish here.
Not pay taxes anymore?
But I work really, really hard, and I don't want to have to pay for you to get gas to go pay for the health care that I'm paying
for. So I wonder how many really good hosts that like to grind on politics are looking at this, and whether they'll this is a valuable conversation to have versus those who are going to get cranked up because Obama shook Castro's hand this morning in Johannesburg at the funeral. Who gives a rat's about that?
Oh, I don't mind that either. I think he should have put his two hands around his neck and shook that really hard.
Anyway, supposed access to the station determined by income, says Ebony Jackson, manager of the Obama station. That sounds pretty unrealistic. How do you check income on every driver? So this becomes a racial issue.
You have to have you've got to have a green stamp type card situation.
But if you didn't know about this, what's that?
Isn't true.
Say what?
This isn't true.
It is not true.
Thank you. I was just going.
Thank God, Ken.
I was just going to the internet.
What am I looking at in the Detroit news? What about it's not true?
It's a made up story that was posted on a site called the Daily Current, and a lot of other places have picked it up over the past month or so.
Yeah.
And been reporting it as true. But
so who says it's not true?
It's made up.
Where does that come from?
The Daily Current that made it up in the first place.
Really?
Okay, good.
Yeah. Just got punked.
Where is the Detroit News on all of this?
They're citing the Detroit News, but it's not real.
Yeah.
It's made up.
Yeah, here it is. I was just,
Okay, I have to tell you, usually I don't like when Doug tells us a false story. Yeah. But in this case, I'm really glad that you popped up with that one, Doug. Because really, it's not okay.
The Daily Current article, right.
So
the sad thing is we all believed it, because it's not that far from the truth.
The beautiful thing is that Ken and I are always like, let me go look.
But you know what I like about this? I mean, in the sense that there is so much crazy stuff going on, you don't know what's true and what isn't true anymore. And so this is a great way of sort of digging into what is or isn't true. Just to figure, I can understand. I could believe this would happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sure. Even though we went, I'm not sure, we went, it could be.
Yeah. No, it's that's how scary things are, is that we actually thought, it sounds like it could be true.
Okay. So I'm getting, here come the email. Doug at Doug Stephan.
Doug at Doug Stephan. Change your diaper, Dougie.
All right. So the second, I suppose, shot comes in the form of using your free phone to call a free ambulance to get free service. If there's an emergency, you stop for gasoline, you got to get gasoline. You don't have any money, get gasoline for free. And then you understand, I'm just following through here. What a lot of people think, there is a lot, whether this is an exaggeration or
the way our culture is going now.
It is.
It's absolutely
that's
the way our culture is going.
Of all of
everybody
this.
Expects everything
something
for free for some
nothing.
Reason or another.
Everybody wants something for nothing.
Entitlement. Yep. And they're willing to give up their freedom, their social security number, and their income information and their date of birth to get it. That's the scary part.
Right.
Is that we're so addicted to entitlement that we have no privacy.
And that is the point of the story.
Oh, okay.
That is the point of the story, in reality. All right, Jennifer.
Dougie.
You have a report for us on this fellow. We have actually the story at DougStephan.com who fell asleep in the plane.
This is the craziest thing, and it made me think of you because I
really?
Think that
well,
this
you.
Was like a dream of yours.
What? A nightmare. Fall asleep in the plane and you're there at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're locked in the plane?
Yeah, so this guy, he goes to sleep on the flight. He was on his way to visit his sister in California. His name's Tom Wagner.
He's a passenger, right?
He's a passenger.
Yeah. Okay.
He decided to take a nap before his layover in Houston, and he continued to sleep. I don't know how he did it. As the plane landed and the other passengers disembarked at George Bush International or Intercontinental Airport, somehow the flight crew didn't see that he was sleeping and left him on board. They locked the plane and they went home. Like, it's done. Like, it's over for the night. So he wakes up. He finds himself sitting in the dark on an empty plane.
This is a great story.
And then he discovered he had been locked in. Luckily, his phone was working, and I think he was authorized to use it at that point. And he was able to call his girlfriend, who then called United Airlines to tell them that he was trapped on one of their flights. You know that United Airlines agent probably thought this was like the biggest hoax ever. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the girlfriend says she thought I was crazy. I said, Debbie, she said, you know, the girlfriend thought the guy's crazy. And she said, no, I'm locked on the plane. I'm telling you the truth. You better go somewhere and get me off of this plane. About 30 minutes after she told the airline, the employees came and opened the door. But he had to use the restroom there. He had to.
No way that story ends that way with me on that plane. Here's how that story ends.
You hit the emergency slide.
Chutes deployed. Yeah. Right. Right down the slides, baby.
He missed his connection, and the airline, United, wouldn't refund his ticket. They gave him a hotel room for the night and gave him a $250 voucher to help him complete his journey.
Right. I'm looking at a picture of this guy, which we have posted at DougStephan.com. I'm wondering, looking at him, what his girlfriend looks like.
Oh, come on, Dougie.
Well, it's the first thing that came to my mind. That wasn't so
no doubt. Why is that a shock?
I just don't know how people can get off a plane around you and you don't wake up. Right. Like,
yeah.
You must have been on some sort of sleep.
Sir. Let him sleep, Martha.
It sounds like Charlotte over in the chair. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hello, dude. Tonka Truck here. Put me on your holiday list. We got work to do, like bringing dirt into the house and running over your sister's dog and ripping giant holes in your pants. And you'll be on your knees a lot. Get me on that list. Oh, you can't write? Well, draw a picture and put a heart on it. Get some every time.
Something missing from your list, like Tonka, Barbie, or Play School toys? Come to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. And get Kohl's cash. Kohl's, expect great things.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheap pitch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, oh, that's so sweet, it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant. Participating U.S. locations only. Imported in New York, Rhode Island. Prohibited by law. And limited to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at BuffaloWildWings.com for restrictions and details.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Christmas polls at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll, with just over 2 weeks until Christmas, how are you doing on your Christmas shopping? 32% of you said you were almost finished. 22% said you hadn't started yet. 16% of you said you're about halfway done. 15% of you said you were done. 14% of you said you only have a couple of things so far. That was yesterday's poll. You can do that. A lot of people go in there every day and just have a little fun with it, do a little clicking and see what else is going on at the website. That's cool. We have it there as a service for you. What's the most you've ever paid for a Christmas tree is the question today on the poll at DougStephan.com. A, not more than $20. B, between $20 and $50. C, between $50 and $100. D, over $100. E, I don't know. F, I don't buy Christmas trees.
Wow. If you buy a fake tree,
yeah, fake,
it's going to cost you a few $100.
Yeah. Right. Yep. I've had one in a box in the cellar for 20 years.
Put that puppy up, Dougie. What's your problem?
Well, I don't
know. And don't say, I'm not going to celebrate Christmas because I'm sad. Do not even go there because you know what Christmas is about, you, my friend.
You're not going to do that.
Create the surroundings. Create
our video of the day today, speaking of surroundings.
Live in the now, Dougie.
There are a lot of bands, yes, I am going to do that, that have videos of their performances of Christmas songs on YouTube. Today's video is a bit different, though. It features the band Walk Off the Earth. And if you look closely, you'll notice several dogs joining the band for the song. The dogs are dressed up and they appear to be playing various instruments. You really need to see this to appreciate the dogs, but we'll give you a taste of it. The song gets fun in a minute or so. So this is audio from our video of the day. Christmas, of course, at DougStephan.com.
It's humans' arms in a sweater that's over the dog, and they're playing the instrument. But how do they get the dog to sit there? The dogs are being perfect.
Yeah, and the Brady Bunch, they used to staple Tiger to the floor, his collar. Seriously, they did. They would staple his collar to the floor.
I'm going to confirm that with Warren.
It's true. It was in Greg Brady's book, Growing Up Brady. On book stands now.
That's awesome.
All right, so now must be where it gets interesting.
I think it's just a song, isn't it? Yeah, it's just a song. It's just, the dogs are playing the instruments. There's one on the piano, there's one on the drums, and there's one on the cello. It's very cute. Charlotte could have been in this band.
So last night, Bob and I went to see the Celtic women.
She's got basketball. It's the Celtics.
Right.
I never got that.
So what if the Celtic women played basketballs? Would they be called the Celtics?
Played basketball.
The Celtic Celtics, I think.
The Celtic Celtics.
Pretty sure.
They were everything that you think that they are.
Hot.
And,
hot.
Well, I guess I wasn't thinking about it that way. So
whatever.
Well, But here's what I'm not going to do. I just said something about the girlfriend of the guy who was on the plane, and I said something.
Which was not very nice.
It was terribly sexist of me.
It was.
And I just got an email. That was terribly sexist of you to comment on how that man's girlfriend must look.
I agree.
And that is correct. I'm changing, but I haven't gotten that far yet.
But to pretend you didn't check out the Celtic women is also intelligence.
I agree.
So, you know. Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah, but they're singing. Is extraordinary. The orchestration that goes with it, and the thing moves so fast. And
do you pick your favorite when you watch them?
Well, I like the violinist. I can't remember her name, but she's pretty much the leader of the group, and you can tell that. It's pretty easy to figure it out. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you in the bullseye?
Many scammers, fraudsters really go in and target people who are over 50, over 60, over 70, because that is where many assets are.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
They try to take advantage of people who may be experiencing financial difficulties or cognitive decline. It's appalling.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
Well, one of the things we're seeing recently is this promised rate of return.
Beware of anyone who guarantees you a big return every year. With interest rates low, don't expect that kind of profit, even a promised 5 or 10%.
It's pretty impossible to guarantee that kind of a return in today's environment. And as they say, if you think it's too good to be true, it probably is.
For more information on common scams and frauds, listen again tomorrow and check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time, it'll last far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Doug@DougStephan.com, Rich@DougStephan.com, Jennifer@DougStephan.com, Ken@DougStephan.com, and who did I forget? Roberta@DougStephan.com.
You always forget me.
No, I don't either. How could I forget you? You were a mainstay of making my trip much better and safer.
And his life much better.
Yes, and you are in my life. So, Richie.
Yeah.
You'll be happy to hear.
Yeah.
A comment from a consultant of sorts. You were so busted on the Celtic women by Jen and Richie. Hilarious.
Celtic.
Why do I want to call him Celtic?
Because
I'm so
of
used
the
to Celtic.
Because of the,
so for those of you who just joined us, I made a comment last night. Bob Kay, who's my general manager, and I went to see the Celtic women. And they're very energetic, and they're very attractive. But I was not trying to play that up. I was trying to play up their music.
Right.
And as usual, Jennifer
because
and
Doug
Richie took the low
to be
road.
Involved and everything.
All right.
So he's like, oh, I would never look at them.
No, I didn't say it that way. No. I didn't say it
that I can't
way.
Wait till I get to the age to me and my guy buddies go see the Celtic women as a concert.
Wait, just excuse me.
That's going to be
go
nice.
Pre-drink in the parking lot. Rich and I will be doing kamikaze shots on our walkers.
Why is that? Now, wait a minute.
Just a second. I would totally go to see the Celtic women with you,
Jennifer. I am not letting that go. There were a lot of younger women.
Yeah, I'm sure there were.
Single women, married women.
Right.
If you're trying to say there weren't a lot of men there, there were a lot of men there with their wives.
Right. I'm sure of that, too. How many guy couples were there?
I didn't count.
Well, there was Bob and Doug.
Bob and I have been friends since 1968. Uh-huh. We have been to many.
I'm sure you guys were adorable.
The first concert, we've been to a lot of concerts together, actually. The first concert we ever went to was the Carpenters. And
this is not helping your case.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Both of those concerts have like a deposit box at the front door, and it says, put your man card here.
It's always somewhere in between. There was a Barry Manilow concert
am
in there.
In touch with my feminine side, and I can go do that.
So you're actually
masculine
admitting,
and feminine, huh?
What? You're actually admitting on the air that you and Bob,
as a bro
couple.
Please tell me Bob's wife went.
Right. Bob's wife went.
Thank God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To where? Last night?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's argument over. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You done now?
But when you guys went to see the Carpenters, was it just the two of you?
Well, we were doing. We actually went there to interview. I was doing a program. Bob and I worked at WBZ in Boston at the time, and I did.
Bob was wearing the Indian headdress and wearing the cop outfit.
Okay. Can we move on?
None of this negates the fact that you cried at a Barry Manilow concert.
No, it may not. But listen. That's part of the game.
Move along.
At any rate, there are a couple of lists here that Jennifer needs to go through. Shouldn't need to, but I think it would be very interesting to see who's first on the IMDb annual list of the stars that are most noticed. I think that's probably what
this list is about,
right?
The most searched.
So I'm looking
IMDb.
At the top 10, and there are several here that I don't, maybe this is...
I know, it's kind of a strange list this year.
Okay,
so Jennifer,
hold on, before we go through this, let's see how many of these we associate as being dirt bags.
You actually probably won't. I'm going to challenge you. We'll see.
The top 10, I haven't seen any dirt, but I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
So number one is Jennifer Lawrence, which makes a ton of sense. She's very big this year.
She's number one
on the list.
Barbara Walters' list.
And she's fun. People love her. Number two is someone I have clueless.
No.
Chloe Grace Moretz. Anybody?
I'm Rich. He's going to do an I'm...
Three is Leonardo DiCaprio. Also a strange choice because he's a big star, but he hasn't really had any huge movies out, has he? Oh, I guess he had The Great Gatsby, but still. Number four, Ryan Gosling. I get that because he's very hot and women love him and they would search him. Five is Tom Hardy. Is that one of the superheroes?
Yeah, he was Bane in the last Batman movie.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Six is Anna Kendrick. Seven is, which is still kind of strange. Seven, Johnny Depp. I kind of get it. Megastar. Eight is Henry Cavill. And I get that. He was Superman.
Right.
So that's a good one. Chris Hemsworth is number nine. He's Thor. But number 10, could walk into me on the street. I
wouldn't
have no idea.
No, I have a clue.
And he's got a great name. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh. Wow. So did anybody, Kenny, did you go to IMDb and look these up?
Chloe Grace Moretz is, she's an actress from Amityville Horror, Days of Summer, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And,
Weird, though. Know. She's number two.
Benedict Cumberbatch was in the last Star Trek movie, and he's in The Hobbit.
Mm, okay.
That makes sense.
All right, so that doesn't make household names of people that would appear.
No.
All right, the other list that we have is the most overpaid actors. There are always these lists. I don't know what
it's
that...
It's Forbes. Forbes puts this one
together.
Well,
but this is... I think a month or so ago, we had a list of the actors who are actually paid in accordance to what they deliver for results.
Right.
So this is sort of the antithesis of that, if I understand
this is
it correctly.
People
is that,
that
right?
It's comparing what they make per film or per project based on how much the return is, basically, based on the profit.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the people with that low margin. So number one on the list is Adam Sandler. He commands about a $15 million paycheck for a movie, but he doesn't always bring in huge bucks for the studios. He's had a lot of flops over the last few years.
Yeah, but he's usually the producer of all of his movies, so it doesn't matter.
True. Right. Grown Ups 2 did really well this year, $246 million, and their budget was $80 million. But Jack and Jill fell flat, had a huge...
Right.
It was bad.
All right, so
number one. Number two is Katherine Heigl, who, again, I think is completely overrated. She wants to go back to TV because she knows she can't do films.
Right.
Three, this one surprises me, is Reese Witherspoon, because besides Sandra Bullock, I think she's a female that can actually open a movie.
Yeah.
Number four on the list is Nicolas Cage, and number five on the list is Kevin James.
The UPS guy. That'd be a good, that's a good tribute.
Is that just how you see him?
That's how I see him.
Yeah.
Although I remember him in that movie where he fell in love. It was the movie
Hitch.
With Will
Smith. It was a great movie.
I thought that was a very good movie.
He's a likable, he plays that likable
character.
He is a
likable guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay.
Everybody likes the fat, funny guy.
I do.
Huh? It's fat.
Paid from your last, your life before treatment. How much weight have you lost in this treatment?
How much weight have I gained?
You have?
Yeah, I put on about 6-7 pounds.
No, really?
I was about 216, 217. I'm like 223.
I didn't realize that you put weight on. Okay, in a moment, how much exercise improves happiness, your HQ, your happiness quotient, because our fitness person, Andrea Metcalf, is going to join us with a look inside how you are exercising and what you are using for exercise tools, and how, you know, she's an advocate of just using your body, you know that. And so where do you go beyond that? Exercise front and center here on Good Day in a Matter of Moments.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Hey, little dude. Tonka Truck here. Put me on your holiday list. We got work to do, like bringing dirt into the house and running
standing over your sister dolls and ripping giant holes in your pants, because you'll be on your knees a lot. Get me on that list. Oh, you can't write? We'll draw a picture and put a heart on it. Get some every time.
Something missing from your list, like Tonka, Barbie, or Play School toys? Come to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. And get Kohl's cash. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
Money can be tight around the holidays, and any chance to save can really help. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Smart shoppers have found that switching from national brands to Aldi exclusive brands can save them up to 50%. For some great seasonal entertaining tips, here's Rachel Singer-Gordon from MashupMom.com.
At Aldi, I can find everything I need for the ultimate holiday meal, from hors d'oeuvres and side dishes to the main course and dessert. The Aldi Test Kitchen has created delicious seasonal recipes like apple cider and balsamic glazed spiral ham, and Italian sausage dressing cups that are certain to impress my guests. I also make sure to stock up on ready-made appetizers and desserts from Aldi, like gourmet cheeses, crackers, and Lovin' Fresh Pies. With Aldi, a happier holiday is both easy and affordable.
A recipe book featuring everything from appetizers to desserts is available in Aldi stores and at Aldi.us. And to stay up to date on the latest news, seasonal items, and recipes, follow Aldi on Facebook or search Aldi USA on Pinterest and Twitter.
16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf, our exercise specialist, is here to discuss how exercise improves happiness. But because you're a bellwether of opinion, and I think you actually have your fingers on the pulse pretty much, I'm going to go back to a conversation we were having yesterday at this time about how women see men in a different light than men see women. Roberta and Jennifer, you participated in this conversation. Richie was not here. He may throw a barb or two. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine because we've got involved in discussing why women like the likes of Keith Richards or Rod Stewart or, you know, men that I don't consider particularly attractive, but there are qualities that are there. And then we were talking about how men look at women. And I don't always necessarily, we were just talking about me going to the Celtic Woman concert last night and appreciating that they were attractive ladies, but that wasn't the only thing that I appreciated about being there. So apparently I'm not supposed to, as a man, remember or recognize or be cognizant of what women wear. So we were just talking off the air about the first time I met you, Andrea, and I remember that you had on a pair of capris. I didn't know what they were called until you told me after we discussed it what they were. But then that means that I'm visual and I remember what you look like, which is, I suppose, I'm not sure that's consistent with the theory that men look at women visually differently. Do they look at their clothing? I don't think that's what men look at all, generally. I think they look at features. But now, to turn it around, do you remember what I was wearing? Let's see if you remember me as I remember you. Do you remember the first time we met and what I was wearing?
Well, I remember that you had on a sport coat and corduroys.
That's it.
I believe her.
Yeah, I believe her, too.
All right. That's the end of this conversation.
I remember what my wife was wearing the first time I met her.
What'd you say,
I remember the first time meeting Charlotte.
Wow, that's hard to forget, the first time you meet Charlotte. Yes, that is hard to forget. Easier to remember that than what people were. It just is, we speak to these things in generalizations, and I'm not sure that they're always true. I think some men are very cognizant of the women in their lives in a way that is, that hopefully is appreciated, and I think the other way around, women who are appreciative of men and what they're all about. I think that we get into these situations where they're just sort of pat. Men look at women differently, and I'm not sure that that's always the case, although I can get busted from time to time with not going as deep, perhaps, as I might. Now, having said that, the exercise routine that you pursue releases endorphins that tend to minimize the discomfort of exercises, helps reduce pain, and stimulates a feeling of euphoria. I wonder, I'm looking at a book called The First 20 Minutes. I don't know if you know Gretchen Reynolds or not. Do you know that book? Andrea?
I know, but I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, it's an interesting book. There are a lot of people who have written various things about being happy and connecting it to exercise. I've told you that I was involved in this CrossFit thing, which has done wonders for my body and I think for my mind, frankly. I think that it's a very good way. It's not for everybody, but I think it's a good way for men and women to really get to the heart and soul of what their bodies are all about. And I think once you see the comparisons of where you were before and where you are after you go through this routine, it could make you extraordinarily happy. So what do you find when you're working out with your clients? You have some very special clients that you work with. Andrea has a lot of television presence, radio presence, writes a lot, has great senses of promotion and marketing. And as such, she becomes an expert that a lot of people go to. So, but you, when you're at the nitty-gritty working with the individual men and women that you do, how do you measure whether they're happy, or do they come back and say that they are happy? Is that part of the discussion?
Well, of course it is. I think you're absolutely correct that when you start to see a positive change in your body after putting in the effort, you are happy. It's like meeting any goal. And I think what the actual science is behind the body's change and the endorphin levels, and yet the less pain because of that, over time, is what creates happiness. And overall, I guess what you have to ask is, how do you make people happy? And it's when you have a sense of self that you're moving in a good direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got great feedback, you'll be happy.
I think that that this, in terms of testing it yourself, I find that I am very happy after I've had a good hour or so of this.
The tough thing here is finding the right either diet or exercise program for you.
Yeah.
And many people never find that or have a hard time finding it, and they just get in this rut, and then they stop
and
quit.
I found that to be the case. When I used to go to
and
the
then
gym,
think that they can't be happy.
It was boring. Horrible. Now,
sure.
Even if there were results, and I didn't get results like I'm getting now, right. it was horrible.
So you have to keep trying until you find your
right, but it's different for
the exercise program.
Every person is going to look at it differently.
It's absolutely
really
different.
It's 100% different. And whether it's men or women, do you find women, we only have a few seconds left here, Andrea, women express or seem to be happier after they've had a good workout, do you think, than men? Is that a comparative that's fair?
Do I think that women are happier at the end of their workouts than men?
Yeah.
No, I think that if you give everybody, like Rich was saying, the right workout and the one that they're really excelling at and they feel good about,
you're going to feel
results from. AndreaMetcalf.com, visit her website.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I can never pronounce his name correctly. Bill Nighy, is that how you pronounce his name? Chucker, is it Bill Nighy? I can't hear
it. Bill Nighy.
Bill Nighy? No, it's not Nighy, it's just Nighy. But this is, he played, the actor is Bill Nighy, and he plays Billy Mack in the movie Love Actually, which is 10 years old.
Oh, such a great movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Remember, oh, Richie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you can be manly and watch this. This
yes.
Yeah, sure I could. I just choose not to.
Rich can be manly and watch anything. Next.
Yeah. Christmas is all around us. I have, never mind, I have no doubt about that. Christmas is all around us. This is kind of a, when you listen to the Mariah Carey song, which is now being played more, what did I say last week? We were going through the songs that are being played on radio stations in New York and L.A. Number one song, Christmas song being played in New York is the Mariah Carey song. Number one in L.A. is Jose Feliciano. Duh.
Shock.
So anyway.
I'll tell you a quick footnote about that movie. That movie, Andrew Lincoln is a co-star of that film. And he's now gone on to be the star of one of the most, probably the most popular show on TV, which is The Walking Dead on AMC.
Yeah, but he was, what character did he play?
He played the character that I believe that had the crush on Keira Knightley in the movie.
Oh.
It's quite a range to go from Love Actually to The Walking
Keira
Dead.
Knightley, yeah. It's Keira Knightley is the girl, the girl singer? Who's no. Keira Knightley? I don't know Keira Knightley.
She was the attractive woman who got married.
Very, very pretty girl.
Okay, so anyway, we have a contest here. We're going to play three sound bites for you.
I kind of lost that, but yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, all right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. So that was the number Love Actually, the number one Christmas movie 2003. And now we go to the number one Christmas movie 1985 is the year. We have three clips from this movie. You identify them, call us. You get a swell prize, 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
The thing about me is that I don't lack elf assurance. I'm not afraid to rock the sleigh.
Okay. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe or maybe not. Depends. 888-302 Doug. Haven't won before in movie moments. Figure this out. You get a swell prize. Last second clue. Here it is.
Make up a list of who is naughty and nice.
Yes, sir.
And be careful.
I'll be checking it twice.
Mm-hmm. He's passed. He was a good character actor. All right, last clip.
All those within the sound of my voice, and all those on this earth everywhere know, henceforth, you will be called Santa Claus.
Matter of fact, Chucker, all three of those voices in that movie are all gone, right? If I'm remembering correctly.
No, one is not. One is not.
One is not. All right. So you figure out what the movie is, and we'll take it from there. 888-302-3684. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Hello, dude. Tonka Truck here. Put me on your holiday list. We got work to do, like bringing dirt into the house and running over your sister's dog and ripping giant holes in your pants. And you'll be on your knees a lot. Get me on that list. Oh, you can't write? We'll draw a picture and put a heart on it. Get some every time.
Something missing from your list, like Tonka, Barbie, or Play School toys? Come to Kohl's Christmas Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. And get Kohl's cash. Kohl's, expect great things.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
888-302-3684 to identify the movie of the day. Meanwhile, Chucker has some movie news for us.
Doug Palmer has hired three screenwriters to come up with a script for a third entry in the Star Trek reboot franchise. This once again will star Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. The schedule will release in 2016.
For everybody out there, that's a Star Trek reboot. That will, that will star Chris
Zachary
Pine.
Yeah,
that out. Keep going, Chuck. I'll keep...
identify Star Trek as somebody shot it and let a new one.
Right, so this
it's like as bad as it's ever been.
All right, so Chuck, we got
to be Garrett Morris in Saturday Night Live.
He said... Chucker's going to have to take the pipe. I don't know what he said. The original...
new Star Trek movie.
Yeah, right. Brian Singer is doing X-Men Days of Future Past. I noticed that in the movie news. All right, let's see here. Betsy is listening to us in Salisbury, Maryland. Hi, Betsy. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm doing well. Tell me what the name of that movie is, will you please?
Arthur?
No.
It was a good guess.
Yeah. Make it quick, Mark. What's the name of the movie?
The Santa Claus?
It is Santa Claus.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.